弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
如果有人问你说卫生重要吗？我想每个人都会说很重要。
Everyone probably agrees that a good hygiene is important.
而且如果再给你多一些时间去想的话，你自己都可以列出不少卫生很重要的原因。
And if you really think about it, you can actually list out many reasons that good hygiene is important.
不过道理知道是知道。
But knowing is one thing.
如果请你检讨检讨，然后为你自己的卫生程度评分，你会给自己够高的分数吗？
If you are to assess how good a hygiene you have, how much would you assess yourself?
我们今年上半年的主日信息主题是享受敬虔之福。
The first half of the year, our Sunday theme will be to enjoy the blessings of godliness.
重点当然是跟敬虔的生活有关。
The key point is about a godly life.
那我挑选的书卷是新约圣经教牧书信的第一卷书，提摩太前书。
So I chose 1 Timothy, which is the first of the pastoral letters.
因为这是敬虔这个字出现最多的一卷书。
Because in this book, the word godliness appeared most frequently.
今天在看提摩太前书的第一个小段的时候，我选择把焦点放在卫生。
From the first Timothy today, I focused on hygiene.
因为在三卷教牧书信，也就是提摩太前书、后书以及提多书里面，希腊文的卫生出现非常多次。
Because in 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, the Hebrew word for hygiene appeared many times.
第一次就是在提摩太前书的第一章。
And the first time appeared in chapter 1 of 1st Timothy.
今天英文字的卫生 hygiene 就是从希腊字来的，从这个希腊字来的。
In fact, the word hygiene came from the Greek word.
所以个人卫生是 personal hygiene, 家庭卫生是 home hygiene, 日常生活的卫生是 everyday life hygiene.
So we use it as in personal hygiene, home hygiene, or everyday life hygiene.
在美国很看重牙齿的保养。
So dental work is something emphasized in the United States.
建议每个人每半年就去洗一次牙。
They suggest you to have a semi-annual dental cleaning.
我住在加州的时候去洗牙都是牙医亲自帮我洗。
When I was in California, I was the dentist who cleaned the teeth for me.
来到 Ithaca 之后，牙医诊所当中有专门负责帮人洗牙的。
But in Ithaca, the dental clinic actually had a special specialist who cleanses your teeth.
那个人的职务的称呼就是 hygienist, 或者是 dental hygienist.
And they are called the hygienist or dental hygienist.
那虽然卫生这个希腊字在三卷福音教牧书信当中出现九次，我们在读中文圣经或英文圣经的时候，你都看不到卫生这个字。
Even though the word hygiene appears nine times in the three pastoral letters, we actually never see this word in either the English nor the Chinese translations.
现在我把这个字在教牧书信当中出现的九处都列出来，看大家眼睛利不利，能不能猜这个希腊字通常翻作什么。
Nevertheless, I will list them out where the hygiene is used.
这是前四次。
First four times it's used.
这是后五次。
The last five times it's used.
我听到有人讲对了。
I heard some good answer.
英文通常翻作 sound 或者 wholesome.
In English it's called sound or wholesome.
中文通常翻作纯正、正、纯全或纯全无疵。
But in Chinese it's about the meaning purity.
那仔细看看这个字在九处经文当中的用法。
If we peruse the usage of this word in these nine places,
基本上跟两大方面有关。
It really relates to two primary points.
一个是真理上的，就是在所信的、所教导的真道上讲求卫生。
The first regards the truth, which is about to have a hygiene in the truth that you seek.
另外一个是品格上的。
Another point is about the character we have.
在你的心思意念、言语、行为上讲求卫生。
To have good hygiene in your thoughts, in your language, and in your behavior.
很显然，一个人是否真正的敬虔，跟属灵卫生是脱不了关系的。
Of course, how godly you are has everything to do with how good hygiene you have.
不看重属灵卫生的人，不可能会有敬虔的生活。
A person without a good hygiene cannot be godly.
今天早上我们就要从提摩太前书一章一到十节来谈属灵卫生。
So we will talk about a spiritual hygiene from 1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 1 to 10.
虽然希腊文的卫生只在一章十节用过一次，这一段经文所谈到的很多方面都跟卫生、属灵卫生有关。
Even though the word hygiene was used only once in these 10 verses, all the verses are actually everything about personal good hygiene, spiritual good hygiene.
尤其是第一章的第五节。
Especially verse 5.
圣经说命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无为的信心生出来的。
The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
这一整段经文的核心。
This is the core of the 10 verses.
无论是在一章五节之前的几节，或者在之后的几节，整段经文的内容都跟一章五节有非常清楚的关联。
We can see that in the context of all these verses, this verse 5 is the very central theme and very related to the other verses.
甚至可以说，当年长的保罗在写这封信给年轻的传道人提摩太的时候，一章五节所强调的思想遍满了整封信。
In the whole letter that Paul wrote to Timothy,The concept represented in verse 5 was actually throughout the whole letter.
简单来说，当时使徒保罗把他所栽培的提摩太留在以弗所，就是因为当地的教会在属灵卫生上出了严重的问题。
The reason that Paul wanted the young Timothy to stay in Ephesus was because the local church that time actually had a very serious spiritual hygiene problem.
有一群自己属灵卫生大有问题的人进到了教会，还站上了教导的地位。
Because the leaders in the church that time were actually people who had serious spiritual hygiene problems.
他们就把整个教会的属灵卫生都带上了歪的方向。
And therefore the spiritual hygiene of the whole church became wicked.
所以保罗早先把提摩太留在那里，就是希望他能够大有魄力的立即整顿。
So Paul wanted Timothy to stay there because he wants Timothy to really correct the problem.
现在保罗在写信给他更详细的叮嘱，给更具体的建议。
And the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy even emphasizes this point.
保罗不只是要提摩太去改善别人的属灵卫生状况。
Not only did Paul wanted Timothy to change other people's spiritual hygiene.
也提醒提摩太自己要抓紧属灵卫生的原则。
But to remind Timothy to have a good personal hygiene himself.
所以我们就借用一章五节所提的清洁的心、无愧的良心、无畏的信心，从三方面来看一章一到十节怎么样谈到属灵的卫生。
So we will talk about spiritual hygiene from three points mentioned in verse 5, which are a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
好，第一是清洁的心。
The first,a pure heart.
这个词大家一看就懂，意思很清楚。
It's a very easy word to understand.
那这边的清洁用的希腊字是 katharos， 原意也就是清洁，是肮脏污秽的相反。
The word pure was comes from the Greek katharos, which means the opposite of filth.
但是值得进一步解释的是 ，katharos 这个希腊字在实际的使用上有相当重要的意义。
And interestingly, the word katharos has a special usage in Greek.
它被用来指那些糠皮已经被去掉的麦子。
It's referred to a wheat that has been chaff removed.
也用来指一支已经把那些素质比较差的士兵剔除掉的精选军队。
It also refers to an elite army that has been sifted away with a few of weaker soldiers.
还被用来指毫无杂质混合在内的精纯物品。
It also means a pure quality without any adulterations.
从这些用法我们就知道，用 katharos 来讲清洁的心标准不是很低的。
From this we can see the kind of high standard that the word katharos refers to.
不是马马虎虎的清洁。
It's not just approximately clean.
而是力求完全纯净的清洁。
But a kind of perfectly clean.
耶稣在登山宝训当中说过一句话。
Jesus once mentioned this in the blessing, the eight blessings.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
那边清心的清用的也正是 katharos.
The pure used here in the original Greek was also katharos.
那我们可以从三个角度来提醒自己要有清洁的心。
We can remind ourselves to have a pure heart from three perspectives.
好，第一就是清洁，相对的英文字是 clean.
First is the word clean.
这指的就是对付罪，而且远离罪，不被罪恶污染。
It means to flee away from sin and not polluted by it.
圣经说，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
For the Bible says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
所以我们不能一方面容许自己继续犯罪，一方面还来到神面前，期望有真诚的敬拜和祷告。
Surely we cannot sin on one hand and pray that God can help us and have a godly life on the other hand.
第二是纯正，相对的英文字就是 pure.
The second perspective is purity.
多数的英文圣经在翻这几节的时候，都是选择用 pure 来翻。
Indeed, in the English translations, the word pure is used.
所以这指的就是纯正，动机的纯正，像被炼过的纯金一样。
It means a pure motivation, just like a gold that is pure.
圣经说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
The Bible says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
当我们的心不纯正的时候，一些肮脏污秽的东西就有了空间，可以在里面偷偷的生存，生根发芽，后来会显露出来。
When our heart is not pure, filthy things will begin to be planted and grow in our heart.
好，第三方面是专一，相对的英文就是 single-minded 或 wholehearted.
The third perspective is about single-mindedness or wholeheartedness.
那这跟纯正当然是有关，不过值得单独一提。
Of course, it's related to purity, but it deserves its own right.
耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主仆，这个爱那个，侍奉神又侍奉马门。
Jesus says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
耶稣并不是一个很凶恶的主人，严酷的强迫别人只能爱他。
It's not like Jesus is a tyrant who's forcing you to love him only.
他乃是出于爱心的告诉我们，如果我们不专一爱他，就很容易让其他的东西成为我们爱他的拦阻。
He's just trying to remind us that if we cannot love him wholeheartedly, we will be distracted by many other things.
结果就错失了经历他丰盛恩典的机会。
And these distractions.Will make us miss the blessings that Jesus prepared for us.
十多年前，New Jersey 若哥教会的黄小石来伊萨卡布道，他讲了个很有趣的比喻。
More than 10 years ago, the elder Caleb Huang from Rogers Community Christian Church in New Jersey came to our church for a
John Huang.
Sorry, John Huang.
Yeah. 他说想看看，如果你对你的太太说。哎呦，我的好太太，我觉得你对我真好，我愿意把你排在 number one。你想他会觉得怎么样？
He says this. If you are a husband, you tell your wife, you are actually my number one, my wife. How would you think?
他会说，哎呦，真高兴你把我排在这么前面吗
？The wife will she think that? Oh, I'm so happy. I'm actually number one in your life.
铁定不会的。
No, she won't actually.
如果我这样子跟我太太讲，我就惨了。
If I said this to my wife, I'm gonna be dead.
她一定会说，你什么意思啊？我是 number one， 难道你还有 number two、number three、number four 吗
？My wife would say, "What do you mean? I'm your number one only. Don't you mean you have number two and number three and number four?"
我太太才不要做我的 number one 呢、啊。
My wife will not be content with just being a number one.
她嫁给我的期望是做我的 only one， 唯一的。
He wants to be my only one.
同样的，神不要做我们的 number one， 他要做我们的 only one。
Likewise, God does not want to be our number one, but our only one.
就像我们常常唱的一些诗歌，我们说神啊，我的心切慕你，如入切慕溪水，唯有你是我心所爱。
Just as we usually sing, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God, my only love.
或者你是我心灵的满足，你是我唯一的喜乐。
You are the satisfaction and only joy in my heart.
信主之后在教会服侍这么多年，越来越清楚看到一个基督徒灵命有没有好的成长，实在就在于他对主的心有多专一。
And I can really testify that Whether a Christian has a good spiritual life has everything to do with how wholehearted he has to God.
不专一就会产生不纯正。
Without a wholeheartedness, you will have impurity.
不纯正就会带出不清洁。
And impurity entails uncleanness.
所以圣经当中多次提到最大的诫命就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱主我们的神。
So the Bible keeps telling us to love our God with all of our soul, mind, strength, and heart.
这也就是耶稣为什么说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
That's why Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
接下来我们看无愧的良心。
Next, we will look at a good conscience.
这个词也是大家一看就懂，意思很清楚。
The meaning is also easy to understand.
不过也有几点值得稍微补充一下。
But let us peruse it a little bit.
这边良心原文的希腊字是 synodesis。
The original Greek word is synodesis.
这个字原来的意思是认识。
Which means to know.
也就是对自己有所认识。
To know yourself.
那圣经学者 William Barclay 他这样解释说。
A Bible scholar William Barclay says,
良心就是能够清楚看见只有自己知道而别人无从知道的知识。
Conscience is the kind of knowledge that only you but no one else knows.
那英文字的 conscience 是从拉丁文来的，也有类似的意思。
The word conscience actually comes from Latin, but it has similar meaning.
所以在我们中文里面，良心的另外一种表达方式是良知。
So in Chinese, interestingly, the word conscience is described as a heart that knows.
从圣经的神学来看，这种知道的能力是神在创造人类的时候就赐给每一个人的。
From the Bible, this ability to know from the heart is actually given from God.
所以每一个人都有与生俱来的良知。
So in Chinese, we say that everyone is inborn with this knowing heart.
那我从新约圣经里面挑出了一些提到良心的经文。
So here I pick several verses that talks about conscience.
好，哥林多前书第八章第七节指出，人虽然都有良心，但人的良心是可能变成软弱的。
First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 7 says that even though everyone has a conscience, it may actually become weak.
那提摩太前书一章十九节提到，人虽然有良心是知道的，却可能故意把它丢在一旁。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 19 says, even though you have a conscience, you might actually reject it.
如果把良知丢在一旁，良心就会越来越麻痹，像提摩太前书四章二节所说的，就像被热铁烙惯了一般。
And indeed, if you reject your conscience, it might become desensitized, just as what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, that says the heart may have been seared as with a hot iron.
然后最后就如以弗所书四章九节所说的，十九节所说的，沉沦到良心丧尽的地步。
And as Ephesians chapter 4 verse 19 says, your conscience might lost all of its sensitivity.
许多神学家都同意一个比方。
Many scholars, Bible scholars agree an analogy.
说良心就好像一盏灯一样。
That conscience is like a lamp.
神创造人类的时候，让每个人里面都有这一盏灯。
That every one of us have this lamp in our heart.
但是自从亚当夏娃犯罪就把罪性带给了所有的子子孙孙。
But after Adam and Eve sinned, they gave the sin to all of their progeny.
那这盏灯的功能就受损了，好像沾了一层灰一样。
And it's as if the lamp is stained with dust.
就不再这么灵敏，也不再这么准确。
So it's not as bright, as not sensitive.
每一个个人因着自己对罪行、罪性的态度，他任凭灰遮盖灯的严重程度又各有不同。
And of course, depends on your particular sin or attitude towards sin, your level of dust-stained lamp is different.
比如说在高速公路上开车。
For example, let's say you're driving on the highway.
有的人不在乎时速超个五英里、十英里。
Maybe you overspeed by 5 or 10 miles per hour.
那还有人只要看到有别的车开得更快，他也就心安理得的开着，跟着开的话。
But even some others, they see a fast car and they drive just as fast as it.
或者学生抄别人的作业。
Or when students cheat and copy others' homework.
考试作弊。
Cheat in the tests.
另外很多做父母的叫孩子不可以撒谎。
And many parents tell the children not to lie.
却在很多情形认为自己撒谎是情有可原，甚至理直气壮。
But they lie themselves in many situations without remorse.
这些都是已经沾了很多灰的良心。
And indeed, this is a conscience heavily stained with dust.
它仍然有点功能，但是很不可靠。
It still has some slight functionality, but very unreliable.
另外有几节经文提到良心，很配合今天的洗礼。
Several other verses talking about conscience are actually suitable for today's baptisms.
也许我们同声来念。
Maybe we can read them together.
我们先同声读一遍中文，再读一遍英文。
Let us first read Chinese first and then English first together.
中文请。
Chinese first.
何况基督借着灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神。好，英文。
English,
please.
How much more then will be the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God.
好，彼得前书三章二十一节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 21。
请弟兄读中文，请姐妹读英文。
Let the brothers read Chinese and the sisters read English.
好，弟兄请。
Brothers, please.
这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的人。Sisters, English.
Sisters, English.
我们信主受洗的时候，神不只赐给我们一个新生命，让他的灵住在我们里面。
When we get baptized, God didn't just give us a new life in our heart.
他也将我们里面的那盏灯的灰尘给洗干净。
He also cleans out the dusty lamp in our heart.
让我们良心恢复更好的功能。
So that our conscience can function better.
而且与住在我们里面的圣灵有更好的交流。
So that we can have better communion with the Spirit within us.
那我们处在这个有罪的世界上，信主之后，良心仍然有可能会沾染污秽。
But of course, we still live in this filthy world. So after baptism, our hearts may still get dusty.
但耶稣基督的宝血是永远有功效的。
But Lord Jesus' blood is always functional.
只要我们肯真诚地来到他的面前，他就可以做洁净的工作。
As long as we can come before him sincerely, he can always cleanse us.
好，保罗自己在《使徒行传》二十四章十六节这样子说。
So in Acts chapter 24 verse 16, Paul says,
我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心。
So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man.
在提摩太前书三章九节，他也劝勉提摩太要带领教会的众同工和基督徒们要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 9, he also reminded Timothy to really bring the co-workers and Christians in the church. They must keep hold of the deep truths.
还有一个小点值得补充说明的。
And there's another point that we need to mention.
中文圣经当中的无愧的良心的无愧，在原文里面其实像英文一样用的是一个美好的好。
The word good conscience translated in Chinese is...In the original text, it's actually just like English, which means good.
那中文圣经用无愧，想必是因为良心这个词里面已经有一个良了。
But in the Chinese translation, it actually means literally a heart that does not owe or short of anything.
所以我们要知道，神期望我们有的态度，并不只是消极的避免有亏欠。
So we can know that we really should have an attitude that is not just seeking to have a heart that doesn't owe anything.
不是只是像俗话所说的不要做亏心事。
Not just like, oh, don't do anything bad and you'll be fine.
而是要积极追求最高层次的美好。
But to proactively seek the highest level of perfection.
我们在灵命成长上但求无过或者少做少错不做不错的态度是不足以带来属灵卫生的提高的。
The passive attitude of just avoiding doing bad things is actually not enough to have a good spiritual hygiene.
为了你属灵卫生的益处，你要更积极的追求长进，要敢做，而且肯多做。
For your spiritual hygiene, you must proactively seek to do more, to grow more.
接下来我们看第三方面，无为的信心。
The third point is about a sincere faith.
这个词也是一看就懂，意思很清楚。
Again, it's very easy to understand.
那这里的信心显然指的是相信神的信心。
Of course, faith here refers to the faith to God.
值得思想是，这边强调无为的信心，想必是因为有人的信心是虚伪的。
But it also talks about insincere faith. So, who have insincere faith?
为什么有人说自己相信神，而信心却是虚假的呢？
Why can somebody say he believes in God yet have an insincere faith?
其中一大原因是人的嘴巴上讲着相信神，心里面想的却是现实的利益。
Well, oftentimes a man talks about believing in God, but thinks about only profit in his heart.
使徒行传第八章讲到一个名叫西门的人。
Acts chapter 8 talks about a person named Simon.
他本来是行邪术，很有本领，让很多人都相信他，跟随他。
He's a sorcerer, and many people listen to him.
结果福音传到他的城里，他看到很多人都归向神，他也凑热闹，跟着别人一起去受洗。
But when he heard how the gospel has reached so many people to get baptized, he also came and be baptized.
表面上他让人以为，哎，他也信了。
On the surface, it looks like he's also baptized and believed.
但他居然想拿钱去收买使徒，来得着行神迹奇事的能力。
But he wanted to use money to bribe brothers to do sorcerer works.
但是神
miracle. Okay, sorry, miracle works.
结果神借着彼得的口责备他。
But Paul bolded, scolded him.
Peter
scolded him. I'm sorry.
你的银子和你一同灭亡吧。
May your money perish with you.
因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。
Because you thought that you could buy the kingdom of God with money.
你在这道上无分无关，因为在神面前你的心不正。
You cannot inherit the kingdom of God because you do not have an pure faith.
中国历史上的洪秀全是另外一个典型的例子。
In Chinese history, the person Hong Xiuquan is another good example.
他自称信奉神，打着基督教的名义创立了太平天国，称自己是耶稣的弟弟。
He says he is a Christian, and he even says he's the brother of Jesus.
但他信的完全是虚假的信。
But his faith is totally insincere.
前不久一期的海外校园有一篇就讲到洪秀全。
Overseas campus ministries actually talks about Hong Xiuquan.
那里面提到有一位宣教士一直非常有爱心的向洪秀全传福音。
Actually talk about an evangelist who preached the gospel to Hong Xiuquan once.
但洪秀全几次要求受洗，这位宣教士都没有答应。
But for many times, Hong Xiuquan wanted to get baptized, but this missionary did not agree.
太平天国成立之后，这位宣教士还专程的去实地了解。
Even after the cult of Hong Xiuquan was established, this missionary still wanted to try to understand.
他在那里住了15个月。
So he lived there for 15 months.
然后他确认洪秀全根本是为了权力而发狂到无可救药的地步。
And he saw that Hong Xiuquan was only for his own power and authority instead of a sincere faith to God.
那这个宣教士非常庆幸当初没有轻易的为他施洗。
So the missionary was really happy that he didn't baptize Hong Xiuquan in the beginning.
今天在纽约市的教会遇到一个常见的困扰。
Today we see a recurrent theme in New York City.
就是有很多华人主动的跑来教会要求受洗。
Many Chinese come to churches to say they want to get baptized.
目的是要用着信仰的理由来申请政治庇护，取得合法居留权。
But they do this is because they want to use it to get political asylum.
好，虚伪的信心有另外一方面。
So insincere faith has another perspective.
在耶稣时代的法利赛人，他们标榜自己信神比别人信的都更虔诚。
In Jesus' time, Pharisees says that they believed, they have better faith than other people.
但他们在那些虔诚的事情上都故意做给别人看，想要赢得别人的尊敬。
But they always just wanted to act out the faithful actions to the other people.
那种的信心也是虚伪的信心。
That kind of faith is also insincere.
所以耶稣多次责备他们是假冒为善。
So Jesus kept telling them hypocritical.
那保罗要提摩太处理的关键问题，就是因为在以弗所教会里面有一群人讲虚浮的话。
So Paul wanted Timothy to deal with an issue which is about people talking about boasted things in the church.
在一些没有什么根据的事情上大做文章，讲属灵的大话。
They want to boast nothing. They want to boast something out of nothing and want to boast everything.
他们的动机就是膨胀自己，抬高自己在教会里面的地位。
And their only purpose is to make their position in the church higher.
感谢神保守我们的教会。
So we thank the Lord for blessing our church.
在我参加过的许多教会里面，我们这间在小城里面的小教会一直是相当单纯的。
In the many churches I have been to, this church in Ithaca is actually a very pure one.
求主继续保守我们每一位。
So we ask the Lord to continue to bless and protect every one of us.
让我们教会里面的风气维持单纯。
So this air of purity in our church can continue to linger.
最后让我们看一下一章五节整句话。
Last, let's look at chapter 1 verse 5.
圣经说命令的总归就是爱。
The goal of this command is love.
这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
Which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
一方面，保罗是在指出那些假教师的一大问题是没有真正的爱。
On the one hand, Paul pointed that many teachers do not have true sincere love.
另一方面，保罗也是在提醒提摩太他自己。
On the other, Paul wanted to remind Timothy himself.
当他在处理以弗所教会里面的问题的时候，他需要。也抓紧爱心的原则。
When he was dealing with the many issues in the Ephesian church, he himself must also grasp love very tightly.
而真正的爱不是可以装出来的。
And of course, true love cannot be feigned.
也不是靠着努力可以人工制造出来的。
And it's not something that you can attain by efforts.
真正的爱一定是生命的自然流露。
But true love is actually something that naturally flows out by life.
是人在属灵卫生提高之后会自然产生的一个结果。
A natural consequence when your spiritual hygiene becomes better.
所以对于今天在座的我们，我们可以自己来反省。
So we can really self-reflect ourselves.
如果我们意识到自己不太有真诚的爱。
If we detect that we really don't have very sincere love.
那这节经文提醒我们很可能的原因是我们的属灵卫生有问题。
Then this verse reminds us that the reason might be because we have a problematic spiritual hygiene.
也许是清洁的心。
Maybe it's about not having a clean heart.
也许是无愧的良心。
Not having a good conscience.
也许是无为的信心。
Not having a sincere faith.
也许是这三方面其中一方面出了问题，也有可能三方面都有问题。
Maybe just one of these three things we don't have, or all of these three things we don't have.
无论如何，改善属灵的卫生有百利而无一害。
In any case, making your spiritual hygiene better is very beneficial to you.
在这个新的学期马上要开始的时候
，A new semester is about to start.
求主把那样的感动 一个心智放在我们心里面。
We pray that God will place this determination to your hearts.
愿意求神帮助我们在这学习当中，在属灵卫生的改善上有明显的进步。
That we can truly improve our spiritual hygiene this semester.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的恩主，我们都知道卫生的重要。
Dear merciful God, we all know the importance of a good hygiene.
求你也来开我们属灵的眼睛。
But also open up our spiritual eyes.
让我们看到属灵卫生的重要。
So we can also see the importance of spiritual hygiene.
也看到改善属灵卫生可以带来的诸多好处。
And also the many blessings that come about with a better spiritual hygiene.
我们自己是何等的软弱和有限。
Lord, we are so weak and limited.
但是我们愿意来到主面前立志。
But we want to come before you and be determined.
求主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
提醒我们。
Remind us.
带领我们。
Lead us.
赐力量给我们。
Give us strength.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，因为时间的原因，我们就不唱回应诗歌了。
Okay, we will not sing the response song because of time.
我们第一就是要正式欢迎国平跟孙群加入主的肢体。